Good morning. And welcome to worship. And we worship all, we welcome all in Jesus' precious name. Just a few intimations first. The War Memorial Service is at 1:30 at the War Memorial New Street. So that's today. Tuesday morning at 10:30, the High Kirk Halls, the High Kirk Coffee Morning. And Tuesday at 1:30, there's the Guild at Livingston Church. The subject is Remembrance. Wednesday night is a joint session meeting at 7 o'clock here in Ardeer in the hall, a joint Kirk session meeting. The Christmas fairs for Livingston, 23rd November, 10 till 2, and that's an open invitation. Between 11 and 2. Santa's Grotto, 11 and 1. Sorry, I haven't read that properly. There's also a church fair, a Christmas fair quiz. Is Catherine here? Yeah, you got them. So there's quizzes on sale just to help along the proceeds. Free will offerings ready for distribution for Livingston Church. Elders, please collect them for delivery. The panto from 3rd to the 6th. There's the state of the tickets. 6 tickets for Tuesday, 2 for Thursday, 5 for Friday, £7, £5, and see Ross if you're looking for one of those tickets. The Guild for Ardeer meet at 7:15 tomorrow night, and the speaker is George McGrattan, and he's speaking on the Church on the Hill. A reminder too, there's a bag pack on Saturday the 16th at Asda Rossin, 11 to 4, and the Boys Brigade are running a gift evening on 22nd November at 7 p.m. in the High Kirk Hall. Come along, buy some gifts for Christmas. Tickets available from the BB Captain or Pat Campbell, price £3. Let's worship together. I, the Lord of sea and sky. Let's rise. Thank you. We meet this day to glorify God, whose power sustains the world, to remember with thanksgiving those who lived and died in the service of our country, and to ask for God's help and blessing that we may be worthy of their sacrifice each day of our life. And we continue to worship beauty for brokenness. Let's rise again to worship. Thank you. I'm just about to tell you. We're going to speak about something really exciting.
Yay!
What do you think we're going to speak about?
We want the bamboo.
Maybe I shouldn't be asking questions. I could make up the answer myself, couldn't I, Harry? What we're going to do is we're going to say a wee word of talk about a thing called forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, one of the lines in the Lord's Prayer is, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, or forgive us our transgressions, and so on. And means the same thing, really, but asks about forgiveness and that we forgive. And then after that, in the Bible, it says, if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. So if you forgive other people, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. So here's a question. What do we think forgiveness means? Right, so being kind to someone, okay? Anyone else? What do you think forgiveness means? Come on, I want to hear this. What do you think forgiveness means? That you're sorry. That you're sorry. Yes. I'm not. I was going to ask a follow-up question, but I'm not. We've got a good answer. So, be kind to someone that you're sorry. Anything else? Anything else we think forgiveness might mean? Okay. So, if somebody was to say something to me that was really nasty, then what can I do with that? Right, I can tell teacher, tell grown up. Right, where's the session clerks gone? I'm going to tell them. So, right, we couldn't do that. But I can also do something for myself. What can I do? What can I do to help? Sorry? Forgive them. But what does that mean? Here's a good, anyone else can answer that question if you want. Right, forgiveness means we're just going to forget about it. It's not going to happen again. That's what we hope. Yeah, but what we do, because some people will say, you need to, and I have to say, I've kind of this, forgive, so it's not about letting people off, it's about releasing people. Forgive, but remember that it happened so it won't happen again. And actually, I've changed my view on that. Other people will say, forgive and forget. And actually, as we come to forgiveness, then that's the whole thing about it. As we forgive someone something, we actually need to put it right by. It's gone. We're finished. The minute you forgive someone, we're done. It's as if the thing never happened. Now, we have to get into that place ourselves and be ready for that. But that's what it means, that to forgive is to put it by. And it also means not telling anyone else. You might share that with someone, but only one to share it. But it's about not doing anything that might bring a repercussion or a result or something else onto that other person. So if somebody had said something bad about me, the wrong thing for me to do in forgiveness is to go around and telling everybody that they said that. Actually, what I need to be doing is not saying anything. Forgiving and not saying anything. And the whole reason we do that, and this is why God wants us to do that, that if we do not forgive other people, then what we get is this hatred, this bitterness, that builds in our hearts, and we can't do anything else. So this is why it's important to forgive. And if we haven't forgiven, God can't forgive us, because there's no room in our heart for that forgiveness. So it's up to us, and up to us of how we deal with that. All these things come about because Jesus died on the cross for us. And in his death and his resurrection, he brings us forgiveness. That's what Jesus has done for us. And so when we get to the bit in the prayer we're about to do, we should pray together, and we'll pray the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. And then that line, well, maybe just try and take it a wee bit slower. In fact, let's try it, and I'll say a line and you repeat it, because that gives us a wee bit of a break to think about the lines in the prayer. Instead of us just saying it all, I'll say a line of the Lord's Prayer and we'll repeat it. So we'll have a prayer first, and then we'll go into the Lord's Prayer, and we can try and remember to think about what it is that is forgiveness. So let's join together now in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us and your ways to us. Lord, as you minister to us here in this place, may we remember all that you've done for us through Jesus Christ. And Father, as we worship, let's worship together. Hear us now as we pray the disciples' prayer, the words that Jesus taught. And we'll just repeat them after me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is two songs strung together, but it's all going to be on the screen there.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Power.
we approach the time for an act of remembrance, and I might ask you obviously to stand through the silence if you're able. Please, if you're not able, please just remain seated. Or if you want to stand for a while and then be seated, that's fine. What we're going to do is we'll through the tryst that's going to be up on the screen, and obviously at the end we will remember them. There's an additional line where we all say we will remember them together. We'll then go into the silence, and following that, the short prayer, and then our hymn, God is our refuge and our strength. And during that time, the wreaths will come forward and be put in place. So let's just have a moment in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we come, we set ourselves as we come to this time of remembrance. Father, we worship you. I ask your Spirit be present with us as we remember. In Jesus' name, amen.
They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, we will remember them. We give you thanks for those who have given of their lives, given of their bodies, given of their spirits in service to this country. We thank you, Lord, that they felt led and called to do such a thing. And because of their actions, we are free. Free to worship you. Free to live. We give you thanks and we give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God is our refuge and our strength. And we continue with our offering. We'll join together in prayer and be led by the leaders from the guides. We remember the world as it is, and the world as we would want it to be. Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray.
God of peace, we come this day in solemn remembrance and prayerful witness to the courage, self-sacrifice and devotion to duty of those who have given themselves in service and to others. We remember those who lost their lives and the grieving families and friends they left behind.
We remember also those who come home but who lost something of themselves on the battlefields. Those who lost limb or reason or sense of self. We pray that your comfort will be known by all who have seen the realities and dangers of war. Ease the pain of those who grieve, being renewal to those whose health in body or mind has been diminished. We seek your blessing upon members of our armed forces and upon their families. Grant to them safety in the fulfillment of their duties. Defend them as they face dangers of many kinds and grant to them wisdom and courage as they work for peace and justice in our lifetimes. We remember those who face and continue to face significant challenge at home, for families torn apart by war, for those forced to leave familiar and seek safety and refuge elsewhere. For those whose homes have been destroyed and cannot return due to dangers caused by conflict. We pray for lands where neighbours have become enemies, where brothers have picked up weapons against one another, and we seek your reconciliation and peace. We give thanks for the times and places where we see seeds of peace growing. We pray for those who have never known war, and we plead that this will continue. Grant a love of peace in our young people, that they will make choices that lead to harmony. We pray for our Queen Elizabeth and for all her ministers in Westminster and Holyrood. Grant to them wisdom in the fulfilment of their duties, that they will seek to make our world a place of safety and of prosperity for all. We pray particularly for our Member of Parliament and for our Member of the Scottish Parliament. Grant that your church will speak out with passion for the sake of those who are voiceless. Save us from silence and complacency, to inspire by your Holy Spirit to prepare the way of the Lord today and always. In this time of silence, we bring to you those things that weigh heavily upon our hearts, trusting in the mercy and intercession of your Spirit.
We pray these things in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I'm now to our reading, and some of the boys from the BB are going to be doing that, if you'd like to come forward. We're reading from Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 43. Two
other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said,
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said,
He saved others, let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One.
The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said,
If you are the King of Jews, go and save yourself.
There was a written notice above him which read, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him.
Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us.
But the other criminal rebuked him.
Don't you fear God, he said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen. Thank you, boys. Let's just remain seated just now and let's sing together, Jesus, take me as I am.
Thank you.
Let's join together in prayer again. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you. I ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, and all the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I'll be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I'll be very, very clear, and this will bring great honour and glory to your name. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So in this reading, in this what we've heard, as this is a scene of Jesus' crucifixion, he's been on trial, he's been beaten up, he's been humiliated, he's now had to walk through the town with his, the city, with the crossbar of his cross over his shoulder to the hill, Golgotha, skull, and he's had help in carrying that, but he's been badly beaten. It's not an easy thing that he's done. He's had a crown of thorns pushed onto his head, and he's also, as he gets to the cross, he's stripped naked. This is humiliation. And he's nailed to the cross. And then the cross is put up. And beside him, on either side of him, on his left and his right, are two criminals who were also for crucifixion. And the people are there. And they continue to mock him. If you are the Messiah, save yourself. If you're who you are, who you say you are, then come down off the cross. Because you could do that. There's that mocking. There's that humiliation as he's hanging there on the cross. And one of the criminals starts in on that mocking as well and turns to Jesus and starts to mock him. And the other one actually rebukes him for that, tells him off for that and said, this man is innocent. We've done something. We deserve this. But this man is innocent. He doesn't deserve this. And then he says to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you get into the kingdom. Remember me when you get into the kingdom. So for me, that triggers a few questions. What is it that the criminal wants Jesus to remember? What is it the criminal wants Jesus to remember? Is it his criminal life? Is it his life of crime? Is it his, the way he's been with people? Is that what he wants Jesus to remember? Does he want Jesus to remember that he was on the on a cross next to him at his death? Or actually, does he want Jesus to remember this admission of guilt? That he actually deserved the crucifixion and he knew that Jesus was innocent. Is that, what part of that is it he wants Jesus to remember? And I believe it's all of it. He wants Jesus to remember that he was a bad lad. Bottom line is. But he also wants Jesus to remember that he admitted his crimes to Jesus. And he asked for forgiveness. Remember me when you come into the kingdom. He asked forgiveness. So that's what he wants Jesus to remember. You know, maybe he didn't know very much about Jesus. Maybe he just heard something. Maybe the time he found out about that was just when he was going to the cross as well, carrying his own cross and having to go through that pain of the nails. Or did he know something more about Jesus? Well, we don't know the answers to these questions. But what he was actually asking for is to be in that kingdom. He was asking Jesus if he could be in that kingdom. You know, and as we start to think that through, then we need to look at Scripture, because Jesus is quite clear about things. He said to that criminal, we'll hear later, he said, today you will be in paradise. But he also gives a warning. In Matthew's Gospel, he says this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So not everyone will be in that place. Those who do the will of his Father. And it strikes me that there at the end of his life, this criminal is on the cross. He is dying. And he's admitted into the kingdom. He's dying. And he asks for forgiveness. For me, one of these things that it shows to us is that it's never too late to turn to God. It's never too late to turn to God. It's not an excuse for living your life however you want to, and then at the last minute turning to God. But it is a reality that sometimes that we get to that point and we realize that the man on the cross, Jesus, was God on the cross. We realize that the innocent one laid down his life for us. And he said truly to the criminal, he said, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. What words to hear. But it's never too late. A friend of mine, some 14 years ago, came into my office and he told me he'd just been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus. That would be about October. In the May, I went to see him in his hospital bed. It was a guy whose wife was a committed Christian. She was a member of the Baptist Church. She was fully involved. And Trevor often said to me that he wished he had the faith that his wife had. I was also speaking about my faith. But I'm going to see him in the hospital, and on the Saturday I went to see him, and I spoke with him, and I said to him just before I left, would you like me to pray with you? And he said, no, you can pray for me, but you're not praying with me. Fair enough. I went back in to see him on the Sunday, and I spent some time with him, and my hand was actually on the door handle, and I was saying goodbye. And I said to him, oh, Trevor, would you like me to pray with you? Now, I was already stepping out the door because I knew the answer. The answer I was going to hear was, no, but you can pray for me. Well, today the answer was, yes, I would. I was just about out the door. I was back at his bedside like a shot. And I sat and I prayed with him. The pastor, the Baptist pastor, went to see him the next night. And on the next night after that, there was friends from the Baptist Church who sat with him and led him through a prayer where he confessed that Jesus is Lord, and he came to Jesus Tuesday. And on Friday, he died. But a change in that man's life. He died in grace. He died into the kingdom, into the paradise. It's never too late to turn to God. But you know, Jesus asks us something as well. He asks us this. At the Last Supper, so just hours before his crucifixion, he's at the Last Supper, and he says, he took bread, he gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to the other disciples there, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So he asks us to remember him. He asks us to remember him. And what does that mean for each one of us? Well, in Jesus' death and his resurrection, and in remembering him, he brings us eternal life in the right relationship with the Father through the Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. He brings us forgiveness of sin. And he brings us a completion of joy. Not that our life is going to be wonderful all the time, but actually in the right relationship with Jesus, we can rejoice where joy is complete. So Jesus asks us to remember him. And one of the ways that he does that, or we can do that, I should say, one of the ways that we can do that is just by following him, by reading his word, by praying, by developing a relationship with him, of giving our lives to him. And I would have to say to you this morning that if anyone hasn't given their life to Jesus and wants to, then please speak to me after the service. If anyone hasn't given their life to Jesus and wants to, please speak to me. If you have already given your life to Jesus and you want a prayer, then please speak to me. I'm happy to do that after the service. The criminal asked Jesus to remember the criminal. And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be in paradise." Criminal asks Jesus to remember him, and he does. And Jesus asks us to remember him. And our response, what's our response? However that comes out. Let's take a moment in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Pray, Lord, that you would remember us as we remember you. For our God loved us first, and so our response in love is always the response to that first love. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, the light of your love is shining. Shine, Jesus, shine. Let's rise to worship. Thank you. Father, as we've worshipped you this morning, we pray that you would remember us as we remember you. Father, as we leave this place now, may your Spirit be with us. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with each one, now until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen. Peace to you.